The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield is brought to you by APSA Business Banking with green asset finance to help you invest in solar installation with terms from 5 to 7 years. APSA is a registered FSP.
Peter Brook, the portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group, our market commentator this evening. And Peter Brook, it's been a huge day. That profit warning from Pick n Pay today causing the share price to plummet 15%. Not even the news of the return of the prodigal son of Sean Summers enough to turn around sentiment, at least not today anyway.
That's right. That is the story of the day. Big price move. I'm always a little bit suspicious of messiah CEOs. I mean, generally, businesses are run by many people. And I think what's important is the team that you build around them. And look, the simple challenge is the net margins, nearly a third, roughly a third of ShopRite. So every year, the CapEx budget of the one versus the other, it's a tough game. And sort of one person doesn't turn that around immediately. I think they're in for a long haul here.
Is it worth selling, if you've got, you know, I don't know, 100 Rand in ShopRite, is it worth selling 10 Rand's worth of ShopRite and pulling the 10 Rand in on the Never Never on Pick n Pay at this point?
that's putting me on the spot a little bit. But I think,
thank you.
In terms of structurally, I would prefer to back long-term winners as opposed to looking for turnarounds. Turnarounds are extremely profitable when they come through. So in our philosophy, that would be a bottom left, bad theme, cheap, and then it turns to good theme as it starts to fire through. One management change looked a little bit, quite frankly, a little bit panicky in terms of you've got extremely bad numbers coming through. Suddenly the family's no longer getting dividends. Right, let's bring somebody in and get change. You need more preconditions for that turnaround. You need to see how they allocate capital over time. You need to see the team that they build, how they invest steadily. And then you'll get more confidence on that turnaround. And then I would be tempted to start to put money across, but only when you've seen the evidence of the change.
That's always the risk, isn't it, to get a little bit overexcited in the short term as to something that may or may not work out at all. Pick n Pay is in trouble. There's no doubt about it. Pick n Pay's market position has been corroded substantially. It's gone from being hyper-profitable 17 years ago to being an also-ran within the South African food retail sector. It's a proactive step. It's a strong step. It's sending a signal that they appreciate the depth of the problems that they have, and to the point that I think it was that Sid Vianello made, this isn't a 5-year fix. It may be a 10 or even a 15-year fix, but you don't turn around businesses with 2,200 points of presence in 8 African countries around in a moment.
This is not in a tough business environment. Turnarounds, it helps if the tide is rising, and right now the tide is quite tough. And the other element that I would look at in terms of a turnaround, and this is straight out of my colleague Arthur Karras's playbook, it's you need to look at the balance sheet. And actually, over time, that balance sheet has deteriorated a little bit. As they've tried to spend a little bit more on CapEx while still paying out the dividend, you've actually seen the debt situation move around, so you've got net interest outflow, which is unusual. Often, one of the beauties of cash retailers is that you have favorable terms. And just very simply, what that means is your suppliers give you 30 days or 60 days, and you're selling it out 2 days later. So you operate a cash float. So that normally is very good and is very defensive. And in this case, they've eroded that.
Peter Brook, thank you very much for your input this evening. Peter Brook with the Old Mutual Investment Group on tonight's Money Show, wrapping up what's been an intense half hour of analysis into the appointment of Sean Summers after 17 years, a reappointment as chief executive, a move of desperation, a move of concern, a move of worry about the future, but certainly one that has been very widely welcomed on my social media feeds. To every critic, I don't know him, I don't care, done previously in his life, People are, people I think are very positive about the fact. John DiBoli saying that he was an ardent pick and pay shopper for 30 years. Never go back to the stores. They look old, dingy. Their rewards and prices are no good for their competitors. And they need good floor managers. They need to get back to basics. Mpoh Sadaki says it's a terrible decision. He thinks that Sean Summers is out of touch with modern challenges they face as a retailer. I'd have to disagree with you, having spoken to Sean Summers, and I wish he would have spoken tonight, but he is constrained by a closed period. But we'll get him on the radio and pour as soon as possible to test that hypothesis on him. The guy is raring to go. He is champing at the bit and ready to go. And I think most people are quite enthused by the line, "I want people to drive to work faster than they drive home." And he wants to bring fun back into retail. So he's, look, when I said to him, does he have any particular message for the guys at ShopRite? Does he have any particular message for the guys at ShopRite? He said, well, certainly it's not going to be one-way traffic anymore. He acknowledges the difficulties that Pick and Pay has faced and is looking ready to fix them. Is he the right guy? Time will tell.
The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield was brought to you by APSA Business Banking, with Green Asset Finance to help you invest in solar installations with terms from 5 to 7 years. APSA is an authorized FSP and a registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.